You are listening to the Power and Purpose Podcast with best-selling author and life interventionist, Mastin Kemp. What are some of the things that you are dreaming about? In today's show, Mastin coaches you on the idea that your dreams won't kill you. It's the natural survival patterns that keep us from reaching out for our dreams, but not going for these same dreams will kill the spirit over time. We all have these survival patterns, but we need to act anyway. Your dreams won't kill you, but not pursuing them will. In this episode, Mastin will show you how.
Hi there, I'm Mastin Kemp, best-selling author and life interventionist. I'm coming to you today from Lumeria, Maui, one of my favorite retreat centers in the world. And today I want to talk about something that I think should inspire you. It's this idea that your dreams won't kill you. That's right, your dreams won't kill you. You know, I've had the privilege to work with literally thousands of people all over the world in different religions, different countries, different hemispheres. And one of the common things I've found is that when I encourage people as their coach and mentor to go for something more, maybe it's leaving a toxic relationship and finding that love, or maybe it's losing the weight, or maybe it's finding their purpose or starting a business, or any endeavor to be happy, to be more fulfilled, to really step into who they really are. Of course, on a certain level, they want that. Everybody wants to feel better. Everyone on a deeper level wants to embody their higher potential. But because of the survival mechanisms in our body, in our brain, the amygdala, the fight or flight symptoms in our body, the whole nervous system, the cortisol, the adrenaline, when we step outside our comfort zone or when we're challenged to grow, our nervous system literally believes that our growth into uncertainty will kill us. That's what I call survival patterns, which are irrational fears based on past trauma that prevent you from moving forward. And everybody has survival patterns. You know, the most successful people in the world, you and I, children, everybody has survival patterns. But what I've come to see after having so many conversations is that on a certain level, people think, if I go for my dreams, I will die. But here's what's true. Not going for your dreams, not stepping out, not finding a mentor, not growing past your comfort zone, that is what kills your spirit over time. And the last thing you want is to die with regret. The last thing you want is to use this precious time that we have on this planet that is not guaranteed. We have not one more moment is guaranteed in our lives. We have the opportunity to grow and to use our time wisely. And my message for you today is very simple. Your dreams won't kill you. What kills you is playing small, procrastination, perfectionism, and thinking that you'll do it tomorrow. You know, I often joke at my seminars and retreats that the best time to do something is yesterday, but we'll settle for now. And tomorrow, if you say it's tomorrow, it will never come. So, what are some of the things that you're dreaming about? Maybe there's a business that you want to start or grow. Maybe there's a relationship. Maybe there's someone out there who you want to say I love you to, but there's some fear there. Or maybe you're in a toxic relationship and you know you've been there way too long and it's time to say I am done. Or maybe it's time to get back on that health and wellness track. You know, we have the holidays coming up and most people are going to wait till January to pretend to get started. But, you know, this last part of 2016, how we end it will determine how well you start in 2017. So, you know, can we up your health and wellness game? Can you know that your purpose, your desires, your ambition, your dreams, the things that you yearn for in your heart won't kill you? In fact, it's not pursuing them that will. And one last thing, beware of proximity advice. This is the advice of people who are around you, who maybe even love you tremendously, but have not produced the outcome that you want. So, you know, probably don't want to take relationship advice from your single bitter friends, and probably don't want to take, weight loss advice from someone who does not embody health, and probably don't want to take, entrepreneurial advice from someone who has never started a business. So you really want to seek out that mentorship. You want to seek out that structure and that system of support that can move you forward towards your dreams. And my message to you right now is to your limiting beliefs. It's to that fearful part of you. It's to that part of you that may have experienced hurt or trauma in the past. Your dreams won't kill you, but not pursuing them will. So today, commit. Go to that next level, raise your standard, and know that the dream, the vision, the purpose that you were made for was planted in your heart by a creator, by a power greater than you. And as you pursue that dream, even if you're not entirely sure how to get started, and even if you started before and it hasn't worked out, As you begin to pursue that dream with courage and faith and persistence and tenacity, a way will be made from no way. So that is really my message for you today. Really get serious about finding a mentor. Really get serious about surrounding yourself with a supportive soul tribe of people who believe in your dream. You know, early, and when a dream is early on, there's not a lot of evidence that it's actually going to come true. It can feel very fragile and you can get talked out of it. So it's really important to surround yourself with people who believe in you, because you've probably spent a lot of time believing in others, and now it's time for you to believe in yourself. All right, that's my message for Power and Purpose today. If you're enjoying what you love here, head on over to mastinkip.com and get on my newsletter. You'll get all kinds of updates about my podcast, other videos that we're putting out, free trainings that we put out, and also information about my seminars and retreats all over the world. So head on over to mastinkip.com and join us today. We would love to have you. All right, that is it. So remember, as always here in Power and Purpose, remember to get out there, take action, and make it real. I'll see you real soon.
Thank you for listening to the Power and Purpose podcast with Mastin Kip. Today's show was a quick look at the idea that your dreams won't kill you, but not pursuing them will. We have a lot more great interviews, coaching conversations, and interventions to help you learn to live your power and purpose here on the podcast. Subscribe to the show to make sure that you get every episode as soon as it is released. Visit mastinkip.com/subscribe for more. Between now and our next episode, get out there, take action, and make it real.
Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this, and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a 5-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world, and I need your help to spread this information, and reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, we'd very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, we'd very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.